T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, a few sprinkles in downtown New Orleans, but I mean just a few drops. If you were to the north or the west of the immediate New Orleans area, you might be in some really, really heavy rain. As you've heard in our news, there's a tornado watch in effect for much of this area until 9 o'clock tonight. There's also the possibility of some flooding. What I'm seeing on radar so far, it doesn't look that bad. And this whole system kind of broke up as it crossed over into Louisiana from Texas. There was a feeling, though, that it would rejuvenate once it reaches more of this warm, moist air coming out from the Gulf. So we'll have to see what happens. Maybe it's not going to be as bad as they say, but just be prepared. Man, a lot of kids got out of school. A lot of teachers got out of school. So a lot of people got a free day today. Hey, there's a lot to talk about. The Mueller report was released today, and there is a lot to talk about with that. We're going to continue to get your reaction and talk about some aspects of that. But first of all, I want to go to our traffic center, and Tom Perumian is with us. Tom, welcome to the show, and welcome to WWL.
Thank you very much, Scoot.
Tom sent me an email the other day. We were talking about the seniors at Sophie B. Wright Charter School here in New Orleans and the pranks that they played. And you were telling me about a prank that a senior played in high school when you were in school in California.
Yeah, the high school I went to has a tall clock tower, and it's got a big spire on this clock tower. And the senior came up with a pretty inventive senior prank. What he was going to do is he was going to fill up a inner tube with air and then fill up a number of balloons with helium to lift the inner tube up over the spire. He would shoot out the balloons apparently with a BB gun, and then that would drop the inner tube onto the spire. And unfortunately, he got caught, and he was dealt with rather harshly and directly by school administrators. Even though he was one of the school's valedictorians, he was suspended. He was also banned from attending the graduation. And he had gotten he'd won a scholarship to an Ivy League university, so this was a pretty heavy duty punishment that he got.
Yeah, so it's not unprecedented that schools do punish seniors for pranks.
Oh, absolutely.
I tell you what, though, that guy must have gotten an A in physics, though, if he could figure out all that stuff.
Well, it would have been a great idea. It would have been a great prank, but he got caught by school security, and they dealt with him very harshly. And of course, they put the word out to the rest of us. They said, nothing like this. Don't try anything like this. We're going to deal with you just as harshly.
All right. Thanks for sharing the story, Tom.
You bet.
And welcome to WWL.
Thank you very much.
All right, so we've got some good news as a result of the fire at the cathedral in Paris, and that is new awareness about the black churches that were burned down by a racist here in Louisiana. They have now raised, in a GoFundMe account, they've now raised $1.9 million. I think the goal was $1.8 million. They've now reached $1.9 million. So after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, there was a lot of cognizance of the fires here. And so $1.9 million to rebuild those black churches. And, it's just really sad that there are still people roaming our country that are so racist that they feel like they have to burn down a church because blacks go to that church. It's something that I cannot comprehend. I can't comprehend how anybody in my generation, the baby boomers, would think that way. I can't comprehend how anybody would think that way. And it just goes to show you that there is still deep, deep hate that lives within a lot of people. You can hate all you want, but when you manifest that hate by actually doing something or hurting somebody, That's a whole different story. Okay, as I said yesterday, there would be enough information when the Mueller report was released today, and it was released, enough information for both sides to declare victory, and that is pretty much what has happened. We're getting your reaction. We're talking to some of you about your reaction to it. We're also going over some of the things that have come out in this this report. It's a long report. I think it's still printing out in the back. I have not read the whole thing, but we're getting information from those who have. I thought it was interesting that testimony from the report shows that when Robert Mueller was appointed to special prosecutor, President Trump said, quote, "This is the end of my presidency. I'm F-bombed, you know, blank." I mean, why would he say that? So here's the good news for the president. There were some things that happened that just maybe just almost hit the threshold of reaching the level of being prosecuted when it comes to collusion and obstruction of justice. But they didn't. So the good news is that this report gives President Trump essentially a clean report. I got a text here that says, in a technical sense, Donald Trump is innocent. However, in a practical sense, he's guilty. In actuality, he certainly tried to collude. Well, again, there's a lot of information here, and I would like to think that we as Americans could get beyond this by agreeing there was a lot of information there. There was a lot of evidence. And I think the evidence that was investigated and the information we're now getting about the Mueller report and the investigation certainly indicates that this was not a witch hunt. And just because somebody says it's a witch hunt doesn't mean it's a witch hunt. There also seems to be this fake news story, and I'm calling it fake news at this point because I don't know anything to the contrary, but there seems to be a fake news story about the Mueller report finding the dossier completely fake. And we can't seem to find any information on that. So that, you know, you got to be careful because there are people who are putting out propaganda right now and fake news. They're kind of doing what the Russians did. They're trying to affect general public opinion, but they're trying to do it with things that are not necessarily true. William Barr, the U.S. Attorney General, held a press conference earlier today before the release of the Mueller report. And he wanted to define the Mueller report before it was actually released, and here's part of what he had to say.
After carefully reviewing the facts and legal theories outlined in the report, and in consultation with the Office of Legal Counsel and other department lawyers, the Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Okay, did you listen to that carefully? The evidence. There was evidence. And so if there was evidence, then it's not a witch hunt. There was evidence that O.J. Simpson may have committed that crime. You and I may believe he did, but he was found not guilty. You and I, from what we know, we may think Casey Anthony killed her child. But the evidence did not reach the level of guilt. You and I, or many of you, believe that George Zimmerman committed murder when he killed Trayvon Martin. But the evidence did not indicate that. But there was enough evidence in the O.J. case, Casey Anthony, George Zimmerman, and in the case of President Trump in the campaign, there was enough evidence to investigate. The president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said no obstruction of justice.
I think the attorney general, as far as I can tell, played it really straight. There's nothing in the obstruction report that's going to surprise you. All of it's been litigated.
And President Trump today talked about this being a hoax.
But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax, this should never happen to another president again.
If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And I hope you think as an American first and a Republican or a Democrat second, because we are Americans first. And there are certain things that we should agree to with this Mueller report coming out. And that's the only way that we're going to try to kind of heal the divide. And maybe we can't heal the divide in America, but I'd like to do what we can to kind of heal the divide among the community that listens to this show here and streaming everywhere. You know, let's agree that there was evidence there. But the evidence was not strong enough to lead to prosecution. So the president has essentially been cleared. Oh, yeah. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. Rudy Giuliani says the release of the Mueller report shows that it is a clear victory for the president. CNN's legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says that if this isn't obstruction of justice, I'd like to see what is. And in the report, Mueller says that Trump's public acts can be considered obstruction of justice. But again, it didn't reach the threshold. So it's not like both sides lost. It's like both sides really won. Because there was evidence, which makes me believe this was not a witch hunt. And that brings us to our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Does the information the Trump campaign in the Mueller report prove, does this information about the evidence in the campaign, in the report, does this prove the Russia investigation was not a witch hunt? 65% say no. 35% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, Scoot, you need to join CNN. Well, the only way that would happen is if they paid me and allowed me to have my opinions the way I want to. Here is a text that says, those against Trump will see one thing. Those for Trump will see another. It's called bias, period. That's true. I mean, that's where we are. But what bothers me, and the way I try to use this show, is to point out that we do have these tendencies to be biased. And that's a human reaction. That's natural. You're biased. I'm biased. We're all biased. But can't we agree that Trump is not all good? Can't we agree that Trump is not all bad? And what bothers me is the blindness on both sides that he's either all bad or all good. And I don't know, you know, maybe that makes for great radio. You know, maybe I should change the show. And maybe I should just do everything I can to support Trump and never notice anything negative about him. Maybe I should do the show, start doing the show in such a way that I only focus on the positive and I try to spin everything that happens in a positive way to make it seem as if Trump is kind of like Christ, like he makes no mistakes, that he's without sin. Maybe I should do the show that way. I think that's what some people want, but I can't. I can't ignore the truth. I'm a patriotic American, and I've got to be honest about what I perceive as the truth. It's just amazing to me how many people are not willing to accept facts because of their bias. And that's why we are divided as we are. And look, I celebrate the divide. I'm going to embrace it. I use the divide to have a show every day. If we weren't divided, this show wouldn't be as fun as it is. So maybe I should just go ahead and accept the divide and not even try to heal it. But there are things that indicate. In fact, here's another aspect of this. The Mueller report shows that there was not sufficient evidence to prove obstruction of justice. The one word that stands out there to me is evidence. There was evidence. There was evidence in the OJ case, but he was found not guilty. There was evidence in the Casey Anthony case, but she was found not guilty. There was evidence in the George Zimmerman case, but he was not guilty of murder. There is evidence in this case, but President Trump did not, and his campaign did not do anything that warranted prosecution. So I accept the results of the report. But I also argue that it was no witch hunt because there was evidence there. From Old Metairie, Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Scoot, just talking about the Steele dossier, I don't think the report, the Mueller report itself, even touches on the Steele dossier. I think that's going to more come out by either by Huber, who's also doing an investigation, or perhaps Horowitz in the IG report. But I don't think the Mueller report has to discredit the Steele dossier, as in Christopher Steele already discredited the Steele dossier himself. If you look at the deposition given by him personally in the Webzilla defamation lawsuit against BuzzFeed, he admits to pulling information off of CNN iReports, which is a user-generated source, that it's a non-corroborated, unsubstantiated, it's not a credible source, and he admitted on his own of pulling information from CNN iReport and using this within his dossier.
I'll have to look into it. Go ahead.
CNN has an article itself on CNN Politics. All you guys, Steele says he used unverified information to support details about web company and dossier.
All right, but I can read into that, Mike, that it doesn't mean everything in the dossier. And again, I'll have to look into that. But there are aspects of the dossier that up to this point, according to my knowledge, have not been totally dismissed. It doesn't mean that the whole thing is accurate, but it doesn't mean that the whole thing is wrong either. So I'm not even really discussing that here today.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean
it's okay that you brought it up.
Well, I'm just saying, when the creator himself is admitting that he's pulling information off of a user-generated site and that he didn't verify any of the information that he used in this report.
Again, I'm going to go back to, but Mike, again, I'm going to, well, I'm
very
not,
flimsy credibility.
I'm not looking at that report. I don't know where that report came from. I told you I would look into it. I'm going to look into it.
Okay.
I do not believe that the Steele dossier has been found to be totally bogus, but yet that's not what some people want to believe.
Okay.
So I'll look into it.
Let's take into consideration where Christopher Steele comes from.
Tell me why the Steele dossier has such a bearing on the Russia investigation.
Well, it is basically believed to be how they acquired their FISA warrant in order of spying.
Okay, so
did they
find anything?
What does it mean? Well, you don't know.
It's
the originator of the Carter Page FISA warrant.
What does it mean?
The Steele dossier.
Okay. What does it mean when the Mueller report says that there was not sufficient evidence to prove obstruction of justice? Tell me what that means.
There's not sufficient evidence to provide. So due to the circumstances, whatever you think may have alluded to obstruction of justice, whether it be the Trump Tower meeting, whether it be the emails, whether it be the possibility of Trump trying to obstruct by getting Jeff Sessions to redact his recusal. I mean, there's things you could say that are obstruction, but I think the American people, what people are really upset about, or anybody who is a Trump supporter is really upset about, is the double standard here. You have clear cut concise evidence of obstruction by by the opposition of the 2016 presidential election. You have clear obstruction. You have the destruction of files, the destruction of cell phones, the destruction of computers to avoid handing it over to an investigation.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
And then you want to say that someone's expressing disdain. Well, I have to leave it there.
I've got news coming up, but I appreciate.
Can we say where Steele? Can we say that he was hired by Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS and paid by Perkins Coie?
Yeah. And I'll talk more about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL. The Mueller report is out, and nobody really has seemed to change their minds about whether the president did anything wrong or not. And that's sad to me, because it does seem as if there's evidence there, which, in my opinion, means it was not a witch hunt. As far as the Steele dossier is concerned, there's a lot of rhetoric about this, and it's very confusing. And anybody that tells you they totally understand it may not be telling you the truth. They understand their version of it. But it's already come up a couple of times on the show this afternoon. This is my understanding up to this point. There are aspects of the Steele dossier that have been corroborated. There are some aspects that have not been. I think one example is Michael Cohen was in Prague. But yet they haven't proven that he wasn't in Prague. So again, this is just, it's really confusing. And I think we I think we make a mistake when we put too much on this one controversy. It's my understanding that a conservative website, the Washington Free Beacon, first got a hold of this. A conservative website. They hired Fusion GPS. And then I think from there it went to Christopher Steele. But it somehow also ended up at the DNC. So, you know, it seems to me that there's like, without wanting to admit it, there's enough guilt here to go around to cover both sides. So, you know, I don't think it really does your argument any good to focus everything on the Steele dossier, because there's still a lot we don't know. Now, if you choose to believe that it's totally fake, well, you can do that. But I go back to some of the hardcore things that are coming out of the Mueller investigation. Robert Mueller concluded, according to his report, he was of the opinion that President Trump's written answers to questions were inadequate. Also, we're hearing that Mueller believed that President Trump's public acts can be considered obstruction of justice. All I'm saying is, and I don't think you should, you know, well, you can judge President Trump if you want to, and many of you do, of course. But there was enough evidence to warrant this investigation that this was not a witch hunt. And so the process goes on, and the president is found to be essentially innocent. And so that's really good news for the president. I'm giving the president the credit for having a reason to celebrate. I don't know where this is going to go from here. Congress can change things if they want to. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But this has gone on for almost 2 years. And we spent a lot of time on this show talking about it. And I accept the results of this. My main point this afternoon is not that President Trump is guilty, not that he did wrong. He did things that were questionable, but they didn't reach the level of being prosecutable. Even if you could prosecute the president of the United States, and there are questions about that. But still, there are those who will not even believe the evidence in the Mueller report. They want to believe what they want to believe about it, and that goes really for both sides. From Metairie, Mike, you're on WWL.
Mike from a mic. How you doing?
Yeah,
it's good.
Good.
Haven't talked in a while. How you feeling? Feeling better?
I'm good. I'm feeling better. Thanks.
Good. Real quick on that last guy, Mike. Everything he said about the dossier is fake. But that, I mean, not true. But let's say he believes everything that he believes about the dossier. And let's say those people on Trump's side believe that this was somewhat of a coup type of thing, that they were making up stuff. So, but what we do know is that they were investigating from Papadopoulos and Carter Page and everybody back in June and July of the election. And they knew about the dossier way before the election. So my always question for those guys who believe all that stuff, why did they not let it out of the bag before the election? Don't you think that would have been the point that would have hurt him the most, to say, hey, we're investigating his connections with this, and we have this dossier? They never let that out of the bag before he got elected, but they decided to do it after. That you cannot rationally come to grips, and in any way, shape, or form, that made any sense, even if you believe it's all fake. That being said, I do have another question for you, though, that I'm curious about, because I know you've been around for a while and are astute in politics. I'm thinking about running for office, but, you know, I had this situation with my ex-wife a few years ago, and I was having money issues, and I talked to this guy about killing her, but the guy said, no, he doesn't want to get involved with that. So they looked into it. I never got charged for it because it wasn't really a crime. But I'm thinking of running for office. You think people will forgive me for that?
It depends. It depends on what
I'm really.
I understand that point. In other words, there was evidence there to investigate you, but you didn't kill her, and you didn't really hire somebody to kill her. But there was some evidence there. Therefore, you were investigated.
His own attorney said that he refused to fire Mueller. His own attorney said the reason it didn't happen and the reason they couldn't find him for obstruction because the act never happened, because the other person involved refused to do something illegal. So I guess that means that Trump is 100% exonerated.
Mike, I appreciate the call. And so the conversation goes on. You want to join us with your comment? Our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. And we are as divided today, after the release of the Mueller report, as we were before. And as I said yesterday, the release of the Mueller report was not going to change anything, and it hasn't. If you want to join us with your thoughts and comments, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. The weather was supposed to be really horrific right now in New Orleans, and it's not. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WW. You know, it's ugly, all right. People judging people based on what they want to believe. We're talking about the release of the Mueller report, and one of the most important aspects of this is that Russia did attempt to impact the results of our election. Did it work? I don't know. It seems to be conventional wisdom that Vladimir Putin and Russia wanted Trump to win. Did the meddling in our election, did that push Trump over the edge, or would Trump have won anyway? I think Trump would have won anyway. But there has been hardcore evidence from the beginning from U.S. intelligence that Russia did this. And if Hillary won, then the goal was going to be to discredit her administration, because the fake news that was planted was negative news about Hillary Clinton. And you and I need to be smart enough in 2020 and from now on to not blindly accept fake news. Now, how do you know if it's fake? Well, sometimes you don't know, but you can kind of figure it out. There are some things that are just so ridiculous that, of course, it's fake news. And we should always be skeptical, especially when you pick up something on social media. Because that's what the Russians use. That's one of the ways the Russians planted these stories. They tried to impact our opinion of the two candidates in the election. I think Trump would have won anyway. But essentially, the Mueller report shows that President Trump and his campaign did not do anything that reached the threshold of something that should be prosecuted. And that is great news for the president. And I've got a text here that says, don't you think this is good news for the country? Yes, I do. I mean, this is good news for the country. I mean, who wants the president to be a criminal? I don't care who the president is. You don't want the president to be a criminal. And I think this is good news. But let me explain briefly how complicated the Steele dossier is. And yet there are some people that just have it so clear-cut in their brains exactly what happened. Here's how complicated this is. A conservative website, the Washington Free Beacon, first looked into this. They got some information. And so a conservative website hired Fusion GPS. Months later, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, hired Fusion GPS. That alone explains the confusion. And if you're just tuning in, I'm giving President and his campaign credit for this. In some ways, it's a clean report. Now, again, things happened, but I thought William Barr was very specific when he said no Trump campaign workers knowingly colluded with the Russians, knowingly did anything wrong. And that's an important factor. I mean, I'd rather somebody be kind of stupid and something happens and they're not used to being in politics, and so something just happens and they're innocently the pawn of the Russians, than to know that they did this maliciously. Again, the ramifications of this are not over, but as a country, we should accept the results of the Mueller investigation. However, to say, and this comes from the report, to say that there was not sufficient evidence to prove obstruction of justice means that there was evidence, but there was not sufficient evidence. So to me, that indicates clearly that this was not a witch hunt. From New Orleans, Larry, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thank you for taking my call, Scoot, but I never thought that they would find anything, even if there were something. In this country, you don't get prosecuted if you got money. And no way would Trump have been found. Of course they're going to find that. Of course they're not going to find anything. Even if I don't want Trump president again.
Well, they found
even
things. I mean, they did.
They don't find anything.
Well, Larry. They did find things. I mean, you have a personal opinion about President Trump, which you're entitled to. But they did find things, but it wasn't bad enough to prosecute.
We all have opinions. We all have opinions. But I don't want a man like that, like he thinks. The way he thinks, the way he curses.
All right, but that has nothing to do with the Mueller investigation. That has to do with your opinion of Donald Trump.
Well, that's who they are.
All right, okay, I understand what you're saying, but that has nothing to do with the Mueller report. That's already your opinion, regardless of the Russian investigation. That's your opinion of President Trump.
Who is being investigated? It does have something on what the investigators think of him. Of course it has something. You always look at the president himself.
All right, but wait. Larry, if they were so prejudiced that this is why they investigated, then why didn't they, you don't think they really tried to find more that would make him, you can't say really guilty because we don't even know if he could be indicted because he's president, but don't you think that if they wanted a certain outcome, that with this evidence that they did have, that they would have come to that conclusion that he did wrong?
No, they wouldn't have found enough. They wouldn't have found enough. He's too much. Justice in this country is colored green. If you got money, you are not going to be found. You ought to know that. You're old enough.
Well, Larry, there is a lot of truth in that. I have to move on and get to a break. I get it. There is a lot of truth in money talking. But in this case, I don't think money had anything to do with it. I think this really had to do with the fact that there was stuff that went on, but it wasn't bad enough to come up with the conclusion that there should be prosecution of the Trump campaign because of obstruction of justice and collusion. I'm Scoot, and apparently it's on the way. I'm looking at the live radar, and it so far it doesn't look like as bad as everybody predicted, but the rain is on the way. Yeah, some people think no justice because President Trump was just not blasted with an indictment. Again, if you could even indict the president. I mean, you know, the very wording of all of this is just so confusing because, you know, you can't say the president's not guilty because there was no trial. He wasn't indicted. Can you even indict the president of the United States? I think the bottom line is, for almost 2 years, the Mueller report has investigated the possibility that President Trump and his campaign are guilty of wrongdoing during the campaign, that they worked with the Russians to try to affect the impact of the election. The Mueller report has shown that that did not happen. But the Mueller report shows that there was evidence, but not sufficient evidence to prove obstruction of justice. So just like with Casey Anthony, just like with OJ in the criminal trial, and just like with George Zimmerman, trials that we all felt like we knew the answer. We all felt like we knew these people were guilty. I mean, many of us thought, based on what I know, I think they're all guilty. But they're not guilty. Because when it comes to the law, you can do things. But if you don't reach a certain point of activity, then you're not prosecuted. And so this is a celebration. I don't know that it's a total exoneration of President Trump, but I mean, it's really time for us to put this behind us. And yet, I have a feeling that, and I'm not going to be the one to do it. I mean, the report was just released today, so obviously we're talking about it. There will be aspects of this that come up that we'll have to talk about. But it's not my goal to perpetrate this discussion for another 2 years. I'm ready for this to be over. And again, both sides can find information they need to support their side. And so we come down to the old story of confirmation bias. People finding what they need to find to support what they already believe, as opposed to believing the facts. The point is, President Trump and his campaign, they weren't all good, but they also weren't all bad. And the Mueller report finds that they did not do anything wrong to the point of needing to be prosecuted. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.